Blog Talk Radio. Are you really getting the results you want out of yourself, your team, or your employees in your career or business? How would you like to have total confidence in knowing that, without a doubt, you can forge a vision for yourself, for your team, your company, or your business, and make it happen? How would you like to be the person you truly want to be? How would you like to do what you truly love to do? And friends, how would you like to live the life you truly want to live and use your career or your business as the vehicle to make all those things happen? Starting exactly where you are right now. And you have to start exactly where you are right now. Where else are you going to start? How would you like to be able to build a dream and know with total faith that you can make that dream come true? To basically have no choice but to make that dream come true. If that sounds good to you, then you need to develop and apply the power of mental focus to your career business. Greetings from sunny Destin, Florida, home of beautifully clear emerald green waters of the Gulf of Mexico and sugar white sandy shores. This is the Mental Power Hour, and I am your host, T. LaVon Lawrence, NeuroSculpting certified mental fitness and brain training consultant, author and designer of the most recent iteration of the NeuroSculpting mental fitness training system, for improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower. When you get a chance, visit our Blog Talk Radio page on blogtalkradio.com and click on the Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace links to befriend us and help us get the word out. Now, on today's show, mental focus for career and business success. Mental focus for career and business success. Now, here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about some warning signs that you or someone you work with or someone who works for you has a problem with mental focus, weak mental focus, unpracticed mental focus, undeveloped mental focus. We're going to talk about the benefits of applying the power of mental focus to your career or business. Finally, we'll talk about encouraging mental focus in yourself as well as your team, your partners, and any employees. Also, we'll talk about the Mind Nourishing Book of the Week and Movie of the Week. You are welcome to call in during the show to ask any questions and get any advice you want. The phone number for calling in is 347-884-9397. You can also contact me personally by leaving a message at my personal number, 904-638-3851. And I'll get back to you if you leave me a message there. You can email me personally using the email address of trainer@neurosculpting.com. NEURO-sculpting.com. And I'll make sure to answer any questions you have there too. The Mental Power Hour is brought to you by the NeuroSculpting Mental Training Studio for the life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower. Visit the studio at www.neurosculpting.com. That's NEURO-sculpting.com. Big disclaimer. The information we provide on the Mental Power Hour is for educational and entertainment purposes only. We do not claim nor suggest you ignore the advice of legitimately qualified mental health care professionals. If you feel you may have a serious mental health issue, you should consult your doctor. Why do I use that disclaimer every week? Some shows ago, I gave a brief explanation. We do get a lot of people who are not just go-getters, but people who are going through certain emotional concerns, mental concerns, that have a significant effect on their life. And I want to make sure that if you're seeing a mental health care professional, that you don't go and violate their advice and then get yourself into any kind of hot water or any kind of trouble. As an example, I have had plenty of people who are suffering from attention deficit hyperactivity disorder ask me personally if they could come off their medications. And I have to refer them back to their physician to ask that question. You know, and I'll tell you why that's important. Some folks have told me that they have a feeling that their doctor is merely out to make money on the drugs that they provide. And they feel like they would rather not be on a particular drug, that they would like an alternative treatment for their condition, because the drugs have side effects that they don't like. And I can certainly understand that, and I certainly agree that there should be alternatives. But here's the thing. You can take alternatives suggested on this show, but I don't want you to go making a move that could affect your health. In the case of, say, people with ADHD, who I work with personally, I tell them we're going to train like athletes, like mental athletes, and you're going to get really good at these certain cognitive and mental skills. So good that when you return to your physician, you won't qualify for a diagnosis of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. You won't qualify. You won't meet the standard. And then your physician can take you off the meds. So I do work hand-in-hand with the mental health community. I don't work as enemies. Therefore, that's why I give the disclaimer. Now, my nursing book of the week, folks, got a great surprise this week. I'm going to recommend probably the greatest book ever written in the history of mankind that was written by someone living in the South in the panhandle of Florida. 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness, written by yours truly, T. LeVon Lawrence. Got a great price, absolutely free. I want you, my friend, to go to www.dynamicmentalfitness.com and get your free copy of 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness. Doesn't cost you a dime. Just submit your email address. It'll be sent to you. 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness is a mental concentration course featuring numerous brain training exercises and life application exercises to get you started on the road to not only better brain fitness, but better life fitness. Previously, the work was broken out into 7 full days of an email course, and it turns out that that was very inconvenient for a lot of people who couldn't keep track over a 7-day period of checking emails,
reading through, trying to remember what they had the previous day. So we consolidated it into one ebook, about 38 pages long, and it is probably stocked with more essential, fundamental information about acquiring mental power in the short and intermediate term than anything you've read to date. The only thing that is superior to it would be literally enrolling in the mental training studio, where you have much, much more information. But if you want to start off and you want to do it for free, go to www.dynamicmentalfitness.com, get your free copy of 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness, written by one of the most handsome, intelligent people on the planet. My nourishing movie of the week, and it really does apply to this week's topic of mental focus, applying mental focus for better career and business success. Movie of the week. Now, there are other movies I could have recommended. I'm recommending this one because it's a movie that makes me smile. Working Girl. Working Girl, starring Harrison Ford, Melanie Griffith, and Sigourney Weaver. I'm sure many of you have seen it. And the reason I'm recommending it is not because it's a profoundly deep movie, but it does apply to the topic of mental focus and of believing in yourself and believing in your dreams, overcoming obstacles, and staying on the straight and narrow path to your goals. So I do recommend Working Girl. I think it was made and came out in 1988, was it? Yeah. You'll love some of the hairstyles in that movie. That'll wake you up. That'll remind you. And now, mental focus for career and business success. Now, here's what I'm going to do, folks. One, I'm not going to go into training techniques for mental focus. Unless, of course, I just become inspired with a couple like I did last week on applying mental concentration for better for career and business success. If you want the fundamental information on how to develop mental focus within yourself using techniques and the reasoning behind those techniques, then refer back to our archive of shows, and you'll find at least 2 shows concerned strictly with mental focus. As a matter of fact, there's a show on mental concentration versus mental focus, which talks about the differences between the two and how one can be applied to your life personally and how the other can be applied to your life personally. So I would refer to those, the mental focus shows, in the archives here on blogtalkradio.com. Matter of fact, if you ever want to find me on Blog Talk Radio, all you've got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com, go up in the search box, and type in the words mental concentration or type in the word mental focus. I'll show up in the search results. You'll see my handsome mug there, and you can just go in and then find the archives. And don't forget, you got your Twitter links, your MySpace link, your Facebook link. You can go into the archives and find a show that suits your needs, because my first, I'd say, I don't know, 2 months of shows were discussion shows where I talked about the topics and talked about techniques and methods. But then I switched over to strictly training shows, a format that I work now, because I want to put across information that you can use that very day to get started. But all the shows are of high value, and I'll tell you this, folks. I have a mental training studio at neurosculpting.com. But for getting started, you listen to these radio shows, you're going to get more information than you've ever heard from anybody else on this particular topic, mental concentration and mental focus brain training. direct brain training.
When I say direct training, I mean literally using your body and your mind and your life to make yourself stronger, more flexible, and more and have more endurance mentally, to have the kind of mental power you need to make effective changes to your life, increase your momentum, increase your productivity, increase your rewards. I pat myself on the back for that. I did it. When I first started this show, I had no idea really where it was going to go. It was totally new to me. I couldn't even form a vision. The only vision I could form for it was that I was going to do it consistently and that I was going to get better at it, and I have improved at it. But I've still got a ways to go because this is going to transform into a live radio broadcast and eventually to television. So I've got some training to do. I've got some learning to do. But I can clearly go back and see that I've gotten better. And the reason I know I've gotten better is because I'm able to give you more effective information and answers that you can use. I know I'm getting better because the emails flood in and they tell me this. This is a good show. It's good for you, just as it's good for me also. Mental focus, applying mental focus. Now, let's start out with a question from one of our listeners. This listener knows that the ability to visualize is very important when it comes to mental focus. The ability to see, to form a vision, to use your imagination in a visual sense is pivotal. But not everybody is good at visualization because not everybody is a visual learner. And I'll explain what I mean. If you as an individual, if your central nervous system processes information visually, that's great. That means I can show you something and then you can go off and do it. You can repeat it. But if you're not a visual learner, suppose you're an auditory learner, you learn by my telling you how it's done. Then you can go off and do it. You communicate to yourself in more of a visual fashion. You hear your own voice in your head more than you see pictures. If you're a kinesthetic learner, you learn by feel, by doing. That means while I'm doing it, you're doing it also. If I just simply tell you how to do it, it's just going to go in one ear and out the other. If I have you sit there with your hands still while I show you and demonstrate how to do this thing, you'll nod along, but you really won't pick it up the way you would as if I had you get up out the seat, stand right next to me, and we both go through it at the same time. If you're a kinesthetic learner, boom, you got it then. So when it comes to the importance of visualization in strong mental focus, there are adaptive methods you can use to suit your learning style. Like there's a mental focus training technique wherein you form an image in your mind and you hold it there with crystal clear clarity for as long as possible. Most people fail at this starting out. Most people don't go about their daily lives holding a particular thing in their mind for more than 30, 45 seconds. That's not the way today's society is arranged. Most people are used to sitting down, watching TV, watching videos, images, moving rapidly and changing in front of their vision, and they think in that same rapid-fire way, constantly changing images and sounds and stimuli.
When I take the average person, I sit them down and I say, okay, I want you to visualize a triangle, a red triangle in your mind with no background. Matter of fact, make it just a blank white background and place there a simple red triangle. Do not let the colors shift. Hey, President Obama's calling me again. I'm going to have to tell him that. Hold on a second. He probably wants me to help him with his health care plan. While you have the triangle in your mind, I don't want the colors to shift. I don't want the shape itself to warp into some other shape. And I don't want the image to be displaced by any other image whatsoever. Don't let your thoughts start to wander. Don't let your attention start to wander. Don't let the image fade. Most people are shocked to find out that they can only do that for about 30 to 45 seconds. That's if they can do it for that long. In the past week, I've had 4 people contact me to tell me that they can't do it for more than 15 seconds. And they're shocked to find this out. Well, the good news is, before I even give the good news, they worry that this inability to visualize means that they won't be able to see a vision for their own life. Hence, they won't be able to achieve that vision for their life. Well, folks, the good news is, if you're an auditory learner or a kinesthetic learner, you learn by doing and feeling, or you learn by hearing. You don't absolutely need to be able to visualize right this moment. You'll improve your visualization skills, but you will use the learning methods that you've already mastered to build your mental focus. As an example, one of the suggestions I gave is to experiment in this fashion. If you want to achieve a vision in your life, the first thing you've got to do is sit down and come up with a vision. You've got to forge that vision for yourself. You've got to have it in crystal clear clarity. You've got to have it in detail. And you don't have to have absolutely every step figured out. You just got to know what it is you want. Now, let me ask you a question. Is knowing what you want strictly an expression of visual skill, or is your imagination more flexible than that? I'm telling you, your imagination is more flexible than that. You can see what you want for yourself, or you can describe, tell yourself what it is that you want. You can write down what you want for your life. You can sketch out what you want for your life. You can establish your vision on paper. You can buy an electronic goal setting program, a bit of software, and put together your vision that way. Describe it, write it out. You can memorize auditorily what it is that you want and even how you're going to get there. And as long as your attention stays on that expression, you can get there. Meanwhile, as you develop your mental focus skills, your visual working memory will improve. It may take a while, because if you're an auditory learner, the thing that you should be training is your auditory working memory or your kinesthetic working memory. That's where you're going to make the fastest progress, but by all means, you don't want to be a one-trick pony. You don't want to settle for your lot in life, so you will cross-train. That's the whole point behind the neurosculpting system, is that you must cross-train. You won't just work your senses. If you do work your senses, you're not just going to work one. You're not just going to work your visual ability. You're going to work your auditory ability, your kinesthetic ability, those types of working memory. And you're not just going to work your senses, you're also going to work your ability, your intuitive ability, your ability to actually sense things intuitively. That is some interesting training. And then you'll work your intellectual ability. So you will cross-train. And in the process, you'll develop, in a more rounded sense, your ability to focus mentally. Of course, and let me say this, I know we're probably almost a half hour into the show. Mental focus is built upon mental concentration. Whereas you are listening to this show right now, if you have not listened to the previous show on mental concentration and the previous shows on mental concentration, you need to go back and listen to that information on mental concentration. Just as well, you need to go to www.dynamicmentalfitness.com and get your copy of 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness. Absolutely free. All about starting yourself on the road to the building your power of concentration. Only through mental concentration can you develop strong mental focus, because if you have not mastered those cognitive skills of mental concentration, you won't be able to focus. You can forge all the visions and all the dreams you want for your life, and you will not get there because your mind is not under your own power. Mental concentration frees you up as a human being. So, visualization is pivotal, is important to mental focus, but it is not the only learning strategy. You can use your auditory abilities and your kinesthetic abilities and develop a great power of mental focus. But first, you need to use those same learning skills to develop your power of concentration. And I'm sure the only reason I brought that particular question up is because over the past week, I've gotten so many people saying it on my YouTube account. I mean, go to www.youtube.com/dynamicmentalfitness, and you'll see the videos there. And you'll see some of the conversations that go on in the comments themselves. And feel free to leave a comment question yourself at our YouTube account at YouTube/dynamicmentalfitness. Just got a lot of them. It just amazes me. But again, you don't need to be a master visualizer. All you got to do is know what you want and be able to communicate that to yourself each day, every day, all day long. The power of mental focus. What was the example I gave for strong mental focus? I'm trying to remember. Oh, I remember what it is now. I'm going to give you an example of mental focus before I go into, man, I'm going to be running out of time here. I might have to extend the show. I don't know. Here, let me give you an example of strong mental focus and a little illustration here. You're walking down the street. A lady comes up to you, well-dressed, exquisitely attired, and tells you, friend, I've been watching you, and I've got a challenge for you. How would you like to inherit a fortune? And all you got to do is one simple task in the way I describe. Do this task, and you will be a rich human being. She then goes on to tell you what the task is. I have here a stone, smooth stone, small, in my hand. I'm going to give you this stone, and I want you to accept it and keep it And the challenge is this. I want you to put this stone next to your nightstand when you go to bed tonight. And tomorrow morning, the moment you open your eyes, I want you to grab that stone and I want you to take it with you. And I want you to keep it with you all day long, and you are never to sit the stone down. You are to always have it with you, no matter what you are doing, as long as what you are doing is not going to be put you in danger by holding the stone. In most cases, you'll be able to hold the stone through everything, through brushing your teeth, through doing your hair, even through taking a shower, going to work. Everything you do, if you have to type with two hands, I understand, put it in your lap. But you are to keep this stone with you at all time. It is never to leave your presence. The only time you release this stone is when you lay back down for bed and you put it on your nightstand before you close your eyes to go to sleep. And I want you to do this for 7 straight days without fail. If you mess up even one time, you need to start all over again. If you do this successfully, you'll be a millionaire. You'll have a great fortune. You'll be rich. You'll be able to have whatever you want for yourself. Will you accept the challenge? Now, friends, I'm going to ask you this. Taking that illustration, do you honestly believe that if the challenge were put to you, you would be able to do it? Most people will tell me, oh, of course I can do it. I'm telling you, friend, that 99.9% of human beings on the planet will fail that challenge when they try it. And very few out of that 99.9% will actually make it through the entire week to be able to inherit the fortune, to get the reward. Most people don't have the simple, fundamental mental power, cognitive skills, practice abilities to do something that simple in order to get the reward. It is shocking. Now you tell yourself, oh, that's ridiculous. I can do that. Well, good. I like your enthusiasm. I said earlier I wasn't going to do any mental techniques. Boom, there's your mental technique. Now, in my illustration, the person, let's say it's you, accepts the stone from the woman, turns it over, and there's a word carved into the stone. The word is focus. The lady tells the person, tells you, I'm glad you accepted the challenge, and I'm going to let you know that I've given the same challenge to thousands of people, and very few have ever succeeded. Most people cannot make it through constantly having to start over again. Most people accepting the challenge, taking the stone, taking focus in hand, can barely make it through the first day. And when they make the mistake, knowing they got to start all over again, they become disheartened or frustrated, only to find that day after day after day, they keep having to start over again. Some get good, they make it through the third day, the fourth day, and then they forget, they set the stone down, and then they've got to start all over again. Now, here's the thing, the weird thing is, the further they make it into the challenge and find that they have to start over, the more frustrated they are that they've got to start over again. They made it all the way to the fourth or fifth day, and now they've got to go back to day zero. Doggone, that sucks. So you see, it only gets harder the further you proceed. And when you make a mistake and have to start all over again, it doesn't make it any easier for you in your own mind unless you're smart. Unless you're smart about it, unless you have a purpose and you understand the purpose. The purpose is written on the stone itself. Focus. If you have focus, it doesn't matter how many times you've got to start over. You know that you're going to succeed. You've got the purpose and the momentum to keep going and get the reward. So I'm asking you personally. I know you can't answer me back, but we're going to be honest here. With such a simple task, do you honestly believe that you could make it through a whole week of that challenge, of being able to hold on to that stone no matter what? Folks, that is an illustration of the power of mental focus, of what's required. You think you've got focus now. Most people's expression of mental focus is a clenched up, tense, anxious desperation on a particular target or goal. People think that, if I'm really on it, if I'm tense and I'm really focused on it, well, that's focus. People, that's not focus. Go back, listen to the archives on the shows about mental focus. That is an effective illustration of mental focus. If you can take this thing, let that stone represent your vision for yourself, for your team, for your employees, for your company. You got that thing in hand, and you simply don't let it go, no matter what you're doing for a living right now. No matter what tasks you got to do, you always want to concentrate. But you discover under the power of concentration, you never let go of your focus. Heck, the very reason you're doing what you're doing right now, no matter what it is or how it's related to your overall goal, that becomes the reason, becomes the method, becomes the vehicle for you to achieve what it is you want to achieve. When you've got mental focus, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you could be working at a fast food joint right now, flipping burgers and salting fries. And you've got a dream of becoming a CEO of your own company. If you've got mental focus, every shake of the fries, every time you say, "Would you like fries with that?" you know you're getting closer to your objective because you've got that stone with you. That's the power of mental focus. Don't let anybody tell you that mental focus happens in the moment. Go back, listen to mental concentration. Mental focus is the ability to see clear through to the end. You might not have every step in that vision, but I'm telling you, as long as you know where it is you're going, you can then adjust every step of your journey to move in that direction. Clarity. Man, I went off on a rant right there. What is mental focus? I gave you an illustration. If you want real detail, go back to the mental focus shows in the archives here at blogtalkradio.com. Remember, anytime you go back to Blog Talk Radio, type in the words mental focus and you'll see me there. Type in the words mental concentration, you'll see me there too. Some warning signs that you or someone you work with, someone on your team, your employees, someone who works for you has a problem with mental focus. A lack of any real purpose, just floating, just waiting, a feather on the wind, wasting time. A lack of upward or forward momentum, ain't going nowhere, going in a circle, if you're going anywhere at all. Of course, if you don't know where you're going, you don't know what your future is, you haven't set a vision for yourself to work for, you've got to deal with fear and anxiety. They've got to deal with fear and anxiety. They're worried. What's going to happen with the company? What's going to happen with your business? For lack of a vision, the people perish. You've heard the cliche. Of course, if you don't know where you're going, you don't know how to get there. Performance is lousy.
You may be one of the most efficient,
productive people on the planet. But if you've got no purpose, if you've got nothing laid out, it's all just being dispersed. It's all for naught.
And of course, if there's fear and anxiety and worry, there's going to be other negative emotions, discontentment, there's going to be conflict
within the team and within yourself when you don't have it all clear in your own mind and heart. You're suffering inner conflict. Everybody else around you who's supposed to be on your team or your employees, they're all conflicted. People are working towards their own ends, their selfishness.
And, of course, that leads to the usual absenteeism, people goofing off, over-socializing,
procrastination. People are full of excuses. Maybe you're full of excuses.
And, of course, work suffers, business suffers. Your goals and their goals don't get achieved. So everybody's making less money. Everybody's not doing what they really want to do, or they're not doing something that inspires them.
Lack of inspiration. No vision. Lack of inspiration. Lack of energy.
Just kind of hanging out. Now, the benefits
of applying the power of mental focus to your business, your career, to yourself, getting your team involved, your employees involved, mental focus,
the sense of purpose, the sense of knowing where you're going to go. That makes it easy.
When you know where you're going to be going, when you know where you want to go, that makes it easier for you to know how to get there. You don't have to know immediately, but doggone it, you got to know where you want it. What's the destination? Now let's plan it out. If we can't see the entire path, let's at least get to step one. And when we're done with as approaching step one, we can see step two in the distance. And the further we go, the more we get it, and the further we can see until eventually we get clear to the end with no problem. As a matter of fact, momentum on its own starts to move us along.
All of a sudden, the resources we need start to show up. People we need to know start to show up. Information we didn't need to know starts to show to it just comes to you. That's the power of mental focus. Activates your reticular activating system in your brain, your goal-seeking mechanism. You now begin to see and sense everything you need to know in your environment. Without the vision, without knowing where you want to go, you're blind as a bat. You've seen the example. You ever get a car and all of a sudden you look around and everybody seems to have the same car as you? When you've got mental focus, before you got the car, you didn't even notice it.
Mental focus allows you to see and sense what you could not see and sense before. Now, here's a secret for you. When people talk about the law of attraction, folks, when it comes to such things as law of attraction, the universe doesn't come to you. You're the one who changes. Movie the week, 1 week, what? The Matrix? When I talk about the Matrix, he was the one who was not ready. Everything was in place. Same applies to you. Mental focus makes you ready to accept the reward. The reward is already out there. You want a fortune in your life? You're not attracting a fortune to you. The world is already rich with fortune. Gold and money, it's all out there. You're the one who changes. You're the one who becomes worthy of the reward, becomes acceptable to the reward. You're the one who changes your thoughts to reflect what it is you want. You're the one who changes your activities. And then everything just starts to come to you. At least that's the perception you have, but in truth, you're the one going to it. You're on the ride moving forward. The world, without you, the world goes on.
You're the one who changes to the right channel, to the right frequency, so that you can perceive the things you need to see. Same applies to your team. Same applies to your employees. Vision is what makes that happen. If your employees or your team don't have a vision, they can't be creative. So the benefit of applying mental focus to your career or business is a sense of purpose, a habit of momentum. And you know what? Continually increased opportunity. You want more opportunity? Form a vision that you can take action on. Salesperson, you don't knock on a door, there's no opportunity there. You can have the greatest wish in the world to be the greatest salesperson in the world, the greatest realtor, the greatest car guy in the world, the greatest business person in the world. You want to sell the most units. You want to take over a certain sector. But without action, there's no opportunity. You got to knock on the doors. You got to get belly to belly with as many people as possible. Mental focus opens the door to more opportunity, continually increasing. So, of course, you're going to get more profit, more money in your life, more opportunity. And you're taking advantage of it. You're able to bring more people on board. The person who has the mental focus is the one-eyed man in the land of the blind. Everybody else walking around with their arms out trying to feel their way. You can see your way. People are going to follow you. Natural leadership. All your actions, all your thought, all your emotions begin to align to take you to where you want to go. That puts you past the competition. Heck, it might even put the competition on your side. They start role modeling you. Mental focus lifts you up to new heights. It puts you on the pedestal for the people to notice you who can get you what it is that you want, who can give you what it is that you want. People can sense it in you. You're not distracted. You're moving in a straight line. And like I said last week, you are ruthless when it comes to your time. You have to be. If you want to spend more time with your family and enjoy yourself more in your life, you have to be ruthless with your time. And in mental focus, your thought, your emotion, your energy, your action all line up. You don't have time for nonsense. You just don't have time for it. That's not the way your mind works. If you want more time to enjoy life, if you want more resources to enjoy life, all you got to do is get clear so that your actions and your emotions and everything else about you falls into line. You will have it. Now, you want to encourage mental focus in yourself and your team, in your business, and with the people you work with and who work for you. You want to encourage mental focus, and God, you can't give others what you don't possess. So you've got to develop the power of mental focus within yourself. If you're a business owner, if you're a manager, an executive, you've got to proactively work on your mental focus. And the first step you're going to have to take is you're going to have to make sure you have the power of concentration. You may have great ability to concentrate. But then you'll take the second step and develop your power of mental focus. Because like I said, you may be as productive as can be and you're meandering in a circle or a wavy line rather than a straight line because you're not absolutely clear over the long term where it is you're going. And I know plenty of people who work their butts off for long hours. Great people. Productive, go-getters. And they're standing still running on a treadmill
for that one particular reason. They're working along, something comes up, they immediately jump on the thing that comes up to take care of it. And it may have absolutely no contribution or anything to do whatsoever with their objective, with their actual goal. Mental focus is not just your ability to see, it is your ability to be consistently active towards, to be able to reject everything else that would pull you off that straight line course. Mental focus is physiological. It is physiological. It is in your, it is wired into your brain once you develop that skill. It is not an intellectual exercise. It is actual mental makeup. It is who you are. Physiological. It's not a game. It's not theory. Mental focus is a real cognitive, you can feel it in your body and mind. So you've got to make sure that you've mastered it if you want to encourage it in other people. When you have mastered it and you're able to manage yourself, you'll be able to take advantage of the trickle-down effect. You'll be able to inspire people around you. If you've mastered those skills, you can then sit down and counsel others, talk to others, talk about mental focus. And of course, you're a master, you're going to talk to them about mental concentration. You're going, if you're a business owner or a manager or an executive with people under you and you yourself are taken care of from a mental focus standpoint, you're then going to analyze the skills of those around you for their benefit. They need this stuff too. They're suffering because they're not able to get it or do it. You're going to give them the gift of mental focus skills. You can teach them that. If you want to learn mental focus skills, join the NeuroSculpting Mental Training Studio. www.neurosculpting.com. NEURO-sculpting.com. If you need them to develop the power of concentration, send them to www.dynamicmentalfitness.com. Have them sign up for 7 days to better brain fitness. And then discuss it with them. Track their skills. Reward them for their increased output, because mental concentration will improve their output by a long shot. They may get it. It may snap in their heads like a click and a tumbling lock, which in the whole vault of productivity opens. Learn the actual skills of mental focus. And if you've got it for yourself, you can then help other people acquire those skills, people on your team. You're a manager, and you demand that your people focus on their work, but they don't know how, and you have not taught them? That's not management. Anybody can be a dictator. How about a teacher? Someone with the wisdom to give those skills to somebody else. You're sitting there, and you got to hire somebody. And you've got all this raw talent filing in and out of the office, sitting down in front of you. And you find this one person who has the basics. And you know, most of the time, you may not get someone who's as impressive as you. But you bring somebody on board, and now you've got to teach them. And your skills analysis, when you're analyzing someone's skills in the interview, you want to know, what do they know about mental concentration and mental focus? They'll tell you, oh yeah, focus. But what do they know about it? Well, you're going to learn, if you hire these folks, what they know about mental focus. And I'm telling you, 99.9% of people just work off a mental habit. They don't have genuine physiological mental focus developed, but you can teach it to your employees. You can provide this information to your teammates. If you're on a sports team, a sales team, a management team. You should all be getting together. Okay, here's a skill we're going to incorporate into our arsenal. We're going to first make sure that everybody knows the skills, the mental, cognitive skills and habits of mental concentration, and then we're going to make sure that everybody knows what focus is, how to develop focus, and how to apply it to everything we do. If you're the owner of a business and you're able to form your own vision, if you have employees or you're a manager, an executive with people working under you, and you know how to forge a vision, you need to be able to communicate it to everyone else, but you want to make sure everyone else is able to carry out that vision, is able to focus, is able to hold it and make it a part of who they are, not fight it. So you've got to become a mental focus coach. You've got to have the skills and be able to pass the skills on and then hold people accountable and reward them for demonstrating an expression of those skills in their career or their business or your business. There has to be reward. And the reward not only comes in money and opportunity, but the ultimate reward is the ability, the actual expressed ability and experience of mental focus itself. The person who can focus mentally lives a unique and always interesting life. And that's what I want for you, friends. If you have any questions, email me at trainer@miralsculpting.com. Don't forget to go to www.dynamicmentalfitness. Pick up your free copy of 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness, and we will see you next week on the Mental Power Hour.